His Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the collect for today's Mass, we read, Do thou, O Lord, we beseech thee, graciously hear our prayers, that we, being loosed from the chains of our sins, may by thee be defended against all adversity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 40 hours devotion, which we have here at this church in November usually, was started by Cardinal Gabriel Paleotti. He was a contemporary of St. Charles Borromeo, and like him, was eminent for his pastoral zeal. Together, they spread this devotion throughout their respective dioceses in the 1500s. However, it wasn't until the 1700s that this devotion was spread to the whole church by Pope Clement XIII. Thus, he is usually known for starting and promoting that devotion. Now, you might be wondering why I'm bringing up 40 hours devotion this last Sunday before Lent. Well, the reason that those two Italian bishops started that devotion of 40 hours and how they decided on the number 40 was that they were trying to combat the carnival which was going on these last 3 days before Lent. The world, it seems, does not have a very good imagination, so they end up stealing many of the Catholic holidays and turning them into something worldly, if not completely pagan. Christmas has changed into just a day of gift-giving and overeating. The Vigil of All Saints has turned into a day of public devil worship, and even in the 1500s, these few days before the start of Lent were changed into days of immorality, both for the atheists and the Catholics alike. While it's not wrong to have some sort of celebration before the start of Lent, if you would like, it shouldn't be a justification for you to disobey the laws of God and His Church. Sometimes in the old days, there would be a true celebration at the beginning of Lent because the people would be joyful that they would soon be able to overcome their temptations with the help of the Lenten season. Their party, therefore, is not so much because they wouldn't be able to have such things for the next 40 days, but out of joy because the time of carnal temptation would be at an end for a while, so to speak. It was sort of like Noah in the flood. When Noah went into the ark, sure, there were many trials and it was a very terrible time, but for 40 days in the ark, he and his family were not tempted by the wicked world as they had been for their whole life up to that point. Of course, it didn't take long after the flood for people to start falling back into temptation and evil ways. The author of the liturgical year says that idolatry started after the flood, and that before the flood people were evil but never took to idol worship. It was also after the flood that God decided to take unto himself a race of people who would be his chosen ones. Abraham was the leader of these. Now, Abraham had something that many did not have at that time, and many still do not have today, and that is loyalty to God and perfect obedience to his laws, no matter how difficult. Perhaps we should think of him during Lent, but also throughout the whole year when things are getting difficult for us and we wonder why God permitted this or that to happen. Abraham was told by God to take his family, leave his native country, and go to a distant land. He obeyed God and did as he was told. Then he was told to take his son Isaac and sacrifice him, which, according to all human reasoning, would be against the natural law and the law of God. But Abraham again obeyed, or at least started to, until God saw his determination and his willingness to obey his commands. Then God stopped him by means of an angel from sacrificing his son. However, God did not prevent the sacrifice of his own son, our Lord Jesus Christ. our Lord gives the account of how this, his own sacrifice, is to play out in the gospel for today's Mass. God spared Isaac, Abraham's son. He spares us many a time. Yet his own son he didn't spare. What a merciful God we have. He continues to accept our half-hearted sacrifices. He overlooks our grumbling about the penances we have to endure. During this Lent, if your Lenten penances or if life in general is getting difficult for you, remember that all that God has suffered for us, all that he has permitted his Son to suffer for us. These 40 days of Lent are a rather short time to make up for the other 325 days of the year. Let us try to make the most of this Lent, as we always should, and try to remember that we are not on this earth for partying and big feasts, though they are nice, but we are here to prove our love for God by our good actions so that we may be worthy to go to heaven. There are some martyrs whose feast is today. They are known as the martyrs under the Lombards. They were put to death by the barbarian Lombards because they wouldn't eat the meat which was sacrificed to idols. St. Gregory the Great mentions that these poor countrymen had prepared themselves for this glorious crown of martyrdom by lives employed in the exercise of devotion, voluntary penance, and patience in bearing afflictions. He also says that they had heroic courage to suffer joyfully the most cruel torments and death rather than offend God by sin, because his love reigned in their hearts. St. Peter Chrysologus says, true love of God makes a soul courageous and undaunted. It even finds nothing hard, nothing bitter, nothing grievous. It braves dangers, smiles at death, and conquers all things. We suffer much for the world. We count that labor light which leads to the gratification of our passions, yet we often do not have the zeal to undertake anything difficult to save our souls. This is why we have the time of Lent, the time of penance. God has given this to us to help us to be loosed from the chains of our sins, as we asked for in the prayer of today's Mass, and to help us realize that true happiness is not found in things of this world, but in God alone. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.